Here's part one of the March 25th, 2007 Jimmy Doan podcast.
And I mean that literally.
Okay, help.
This party's a bore. Accompany me to the laboratory and I'll show you my latest creation.
That would be lovely.
Igor, how's the monster coming along?
The storm approaches, Master. It's time. It's time.
Excellent.
Mean power to maximum. Biogenic generator engaged. Raise the monster.
Yes, yes.
It's time for the
Jimmy
Doan Show.
That's right. I feel good tonight.
March 27th.
It's
Sunday, March 25th.
And we have Jack Rhodes.
I am here.
That's good.
As always.
The Partial Jack Show. Okay, good.
Balls to the wall.
That's it. And Kessler's here today.
Sam, I am.
That's
you
right.
Gotta always have legal representation.
Legal stuff to talk about today. So, and more restrictions across the board on your freedoms. And, you know, the tightening of the noose continues at an accelerating pace, unfortunately, for us.
We need to stop.
Well, no. We need to make sure we slip the noose and get out of town. I can tell you right now, just at the last moment, if somebody just plugged the old plug and put a hole in the rope, we can make a hasty escape on our trusty steed. And our engineer, Eric.
Green eggs and ham.
That's right. With our
keeping the show rolling.
That's right. Keeping the show rolling. We're doing well. We're having a good time. Beautiful weather here in Florida, of course.
Yeah.
This is
86 today, at least.
But 56 at night.
56. Mm-hmm.
So you can sleep at night and get a suntan. No rain. It's really, this month is the reason people live in Florida.
But you know, here at the Jimmy Doan Studios, it's about 42 year round. Arctic wind is blowing as we speak.
There's a reason for that. That's because Jimmy spent a year in Sverige. Jag talar lite svenska.
Preservation, man.
That's right. So I got the...
Exactly. I got to live longer if it's better.
Yeah,
his version of cryogenics.
That's right. You know, if your core temperature is... When I was over there, I got some snow up my butt and it hadn't melted yet. So that's one of the...
And it felt real good.
It still does.
What do we got today, Jimmy?
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, this
we
is
have
great.
A list.
Well, let me just say welcome to
this
our...
This is the pre-list part.
Well, I want to say welcome to our listeners. Friends from Morocco is here in our Murfreesboro. We do have some new people. Israel, I see here, is coming on. The Russian... Moscow is back.
Israel.
Yep. Das Vidania, something like that. I don't know what it is. And...
South
Africa, yes, exactly. So we have some new people here.
Keep going. We got Korea.
We got Canada, United Kingdom, of course.
Ecuador,
yeah. Sí, compadre, ¿cómo está?
That's
right.
All right, the sound effects are working today.
This is good.
It's always a good day.
And we got South Korea. I don't know what that's all about.
Tingy-tingy-tong.
No, that's China. Okay, we had...
Totally different.
That's totally different, right. You know, for the uninitiated. Anyway, let me just go through the list here real quick.
Of course, a lot of folks in Oklahoma. Raleigh,
that's right. And the Hanger Dogs. Don't want to say hello to Hanger Dogs.
Hanger Dogs.
Although they haven't been on for a while. Are they pod fading on us?
Hey, we're getting pretty big in Nougat, as in Chattanooga.
Yes, well, yes, right. We
so
have.
Welcome to the Nougats out
that's
there.
That's right, the Nougats. Is that like the Nookies or no? No, that's not it. Okay.
All right, so we got what's going on?
Yeah, okay, the list. Sort of.
Vancouver.
In no particular order.
Never
is. That's right.
Order? Huh?
We actually, I did some research.
Love, dude. Jimmy Doan's our anchor man, but I'll tell you, he'd have him running in the back room.
That's right.
We were supposed to talk about the earthquake after the flood.
That's right. No, yeah.
We can't even make it to the list.
Yeah. Cue up tape 16. No, 12.
No.
Cue up 3.
Both of them.
The music stopped 15 minutes ago.
But here I have in my hand, of course, the research that I've done. Unfortunately, I forgot to read it.
Oh. So, that's what the show's for.
No, are you kidding? This is a stack?
Big R. We did Big R for the day.
Big R, that's right. Well, we got a lot of legal stuff here. Again, because the news is tightening. SCOTUS, so, you know who SCOTUS is, right? Yeah. That Supreme Court of the United States.
That's that girl. Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Supreme Commander of University of Kentucky.
So we're into the list now.
Yeah. This is an update on the bong hit for Jesus. I think we talked a little bit about it, but that was...
You mentioned it one time.
It was an email we had in-house. You probably saw it, too.
The
activists.
Right. Bernie, I think, sent us one. And who else? We got another email.
Bernie sent us a great one.
Yeah, Bernie sent
us a great
one.
He's
on global warming, which is on the list.
On the list. That's right. Bernie from UK. God love you.
I say hello, Bernie. I say, yeah, say hello to Mick for us.
Okay, so anyway, SCOTUS, bong hits for Jesus. And I watched today, on Sunday, I watched the Wall Street Journal report. And I thought it was interesting that they seem to think that this Tinker thing, and you're going to talk about this, is going to be overturned. This big deal on that, anyway. I don't agree with the Wall Street Journal on this.
All right, don't get too into it yet.
SCOTUS is going to rule on the wages for home care workers.
Okay.
Have minimum wage problems.
We've got to talk about Al Gore.
Al Gore. Big news on global warming front. Al Gore visited Congress.
Any award or no? What was
he
it?
He visited Congress.
Oscar.
Whatever. Oscar Gore.
Yeah.
And Al Oscar Gore, whatever it is. And he says, this flies in the face of the article we said that we found out that says that global warming is going to make trillions of dollars for people up in the North.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot more waterfront property.
That's not all. So, and we'll talk about that. I don't know if I want to. Is this a light note where the animal rights activists they want to euthanize the cuddly little
polar bear
in the German zoo? Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that. Gestapo update. The FBI violated the rules of domestic spying. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe.
I don't see.
And it's on the same thing. The New York City cops, apparently, that just come out under freedom of information, I guess, spied broadly, literally around the world. New York City cops around the world spying on
unbelievable
people that might disrupt the Republican National Convention in 1984.
We don't need no stinking budget.
Exactly.
Okay, then we also have...
And we're waiting on a ruling also. The CIA awaits the ruling on aggressive interrogation.
Oh.
You don't suppose that's torture, do you?
No, it's aggressive.
Yeah.
So, and also we're going to talk about Hugo.
Hugo, a compadre from Venezuela.
Hasta la vista, Hugo.
Hugo has decided that he's gonna get rich. You know what he's gonna do?
He's gonna take everybody's money
and strike off 3 zeros. Seriously, I mean, this is what you know. You take a 3,000 pesos, bolivars, whatever
they
got down.
It turns into one Hugo.
That's right. It turns into a Hugo. That's right. Exactly. Not a devaluation, mind you.
No.
All right.
All your money in the bank. It's one Hugo.
That's
right. Save that. We'll get into
it. Okay. Feds are going to rule on horror films. A federal offense. Federal. The feds need to get in on this and find out about advertising for horror films.
I bet it has something to do with the children.
We'll find out. Boy, that's a surprise. The big news, actually, for the last week or two that I don't think we talked about on the last show was the subprime mortgage meltdown.
We didn't.
Foreclosures way up as interest rates and thus mortgage payments rise.
Apparently, they made a lot of bad loans.
Hard to believe. Well,
that's what subprime means.
That's what subprime means, right?
Yes.
You know, we're going to charge you. You're not worthy.
That's the word of the day.
You're
subprime.
Not worthy. You know,
right,
right from Wayne and
you're kind of
Wayne's World.
That's right, Wayne and Garth.
And of course, as far as I'm concerned, this is just a way of thinning the herd. But you know, they were greedy. Okay, The war bill, hard to believe that Congress is going to spend more money than was asked for. War bill expands from $100 billion to $125 billion. And the extra $25 billion, exactly, is the bribe money, our bribe money, thank you so much, on pork. Maryland is going to take away driver's licenses for truancy. Thought that was interesting. Right. And that obviously is 16-year-olds.
Directly related.
Yeah, directly related.
Brittany.
Brittany's out of rehab. Now, Again, right.
Was it 30 days?
She had a spin dry. We call that a sprint. In the rehab.
Spin dry.
In the rehab business, we call that
a quick cycle.
That's right. That's a quick cycle. That is exactly. We call that a spin dry. Let me tell you, there are exactly.
That spun out from her.
What was it? Somebody said that.
At least her hair.
Larry the cable guy says that he wants Baskin Robbins 30-second flavor to be called Britney Spears. So, You know, and heard she broke her leg, but she'll be back on her knees real quick.
Oh, God.
Okay. I know. Look, he said it. I didn't.
Okay.
It's not my joke.
Jimmy right. said
it's not my
Jimmy
it's
said
not
it.
My joke, man. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I didn't say first. That. It's Jimmy's joke.
No. So let me go through this.
Email us at jimmy@jimmydone.com.
Right.
Keep those emails.
Or you can call at 866-95-JIMMY.
That's right, 866-95-JIMMY. I have received no phone calls.
When it rings, if you've been a listener here, we don't answer it anyway.
No, but
we just listen to it. Hey, that's the phone. It could be someone calling, or it could be a bill collector. So we don't answer
usually
it.
Usually we prefer revenue service.
So we prefer email. So,
that's right.
Because you never know when we're here. We keep odd hours.
We can bounce those back. Okay, well, let me just go through. Al Gore went
to... Yeah, that's a great place to start. Al Gore went to
Congress and said, basically, we're doomed.
I invented the internet. That's it.
That is not... Wait a minute. Wait. That sounded like global warming. It's global warming, not the Arctic wind.
Okay.
Well, it increases.
That last sound effect, reverse that in your head.
Okay. Oh, good. Right. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Do it upside down.
Right. Imagine baking frying.
That's right. That's right. No, I thought it
was. I'm so good.
One of the things that is interesting is on Turner Classic Movies or AMC, one of them, they are running around 24/7 now the global movies.
The next day.
Next day, day after.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You know, all the movies that the worth is coming to an end. All those right. movies are going, they're real popular now.
Tidal wave.
Tornadoes. Right. Yeah, 300. And on the Discovery Channel or on PBS, they're showing the Mile High tidal wave that washed over.
Well, Jimmy, it's clear. It's obvious that the end is near.
Again, one of the things that I'm looking at here is Give It Up. It's coming.
Earth one, man zero.
Exactly. And we know that's the case. The simple fact is, we've been around here. Man has been around here. And my good friend from high school, Bill Ruddiman, wrote a book on this, that actually man's influence on the environment has stretched back over 5,000 years. And he talks about this quite a great length. It's not just the recent pollutants in the atmosphere or whatever it is. It's all the land clearing, the agriculture, the way that we've changed the ecology over the entire...
We need to get an email from Bill. If anybody out there knows Bill Ruderman.
No, Bill, so he's a professor or emeritus or something up in one of the Ivy League colleges.
I read his book. We should put a link to Bernie's link on there, because Bernie sent us a great little documentary.
This was a listener, Bernie. Where's
and
Bernie?
What did Bernie send us?
He sent us a fabulous documentary debunking global warming.
Oh, you mean the movie?
Yeah, right.
It was a good link, that's right.
Right. It's about an hour long, I think, or an hour and a half.
You know, it's funny, because one of the things, I haven't watched it yet, and one of the reasons is that, damn, the one thing on this Macintosh, for some reason, it refuses to play audio sometimes, so I'll have to get
I
that.
Watched about half
it's
of it.
It's on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we need to put a link.
You'd have to walk all the way over here to the studio to use this laptop, which is a PC, which will play it.
I know.
Okay.
I didn't want to do that. That's too much.
You have to pass by here to go to your bedroom.
Absolutely. And all this week and some of last week, too, they've been running several of the talk shows. Hannity, in particular, has been running all sorts of guests that are debunking, like you said, several factors. And even some of Al Gore's, you know, even some of the people that helped do this show, you know, this documentary with Al Gore, are now saying, just the way he's wording it could be dramatic.
Well, it's obvious on its face. Effect. It's obvious on its face that this is, as H.L. Mencken said years ago, one of the ways you keep people in control is you point out and you scare them, continually scare them with boogeymen. And it's either if you're in Iraq or Iran or in Cuba, the boogeyman is the United States. Here in the United States, you know, there's no power except the terrorists. Of course,
I'm your boogeyman.
That's right.
That's what I am.
The terrorists. But the other boogeyman, of course, is global warming. So we got to, in the name of, for the children, for the old people, for the terrorist thing, or whatever, the government will have to take control of your entire life and tell you exactly how to run everything. So it's a socialist plot. I mean, there's no question it's a statist plot.
Al Gore really believes this.
I understand that. And again, one of the things that also, again, it's a little pithy platitude, that when people are invested so much in a mythology,
right,
they can't face the truth. This is the first step in AA, first step in treatment. It's called denial. It ain't the name of a river. Ha ha. The deal is that if you have a choice between a mythology and the truth, and your either your livelihood or your ego is tied up in the mythology, you ain't gonna change your mind. I mean, there's nothing you can do. You got too much invested of your life invested, and that's the way Al Gore
is.
He's
got his freaking Oscar invested in this.
Exactly.
Point.
I mean, how would it appear if he suddenly looked at the science, so to speak, and said, you know, I'm wrong. I was wrong on that. Mm-hmm. Daggummit. You know something? This is not a political issue. This is something that the market can take care of. And gosh, I think I'll go back to my place and retire on my Oscar and my money and whatever the hell it is. And it just is not going to happen.
Well, you know, we've heard similar things like this. Although I was young at the time, we've heard all this with pollution. Pollution was going to kill us.
Oh, right. Let me,
in the 70s,
the Indian was crying.
It was imminent.
The Indian was crying on the TV.
The Indian was crying.
That's right. The Indian was crying. Well,
I mean,
let me tell you.
Pollution was ruining the world.
Well, let me tell you, before that, what was fascinating, at the first advent of mass communication other than the newspaper, when the radio first showed up, one of the big things then was, since there were all horses, a lot of horse-drawn stuff, somebody calculated that by 1930, New York City would be 30 feet deep in horse manure because they wouldn't be able to...
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was the idea. And, of course, they are, obviously. I mean, that
in
was
one
true.
Way or the
right?
other.
In one layer or another. I mean, it's a lot of... But no, seriously, that... And, of course, the market changed. Duh. So you traded horse manure for belching Model Ts. Mm-hmm. And now, today, you go buy a car... And it has 99% fewer pollutants than it did just 10 years ago right. or something. And it gets an extra 10 or 15 miles a gallon. People don't realize when I was growing up, a 1972 Pontiac, the fast
Grand Prix,
Super you know, sport. 8-10 miles to the gallon, mm-hmm. it, premium. Thank you so much. And smoke coming out of the, I mean, if that thing got, you know, after it passed about 30,000 miles, the pistons were swapping cylinders.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, there's big chunks of solid pollution coming out of the back of those.
Solid pollution.
No, I mean, yeah,
that was a half gallon of gas right there for that burnout.
No, I mean, no, it would spew liquid gas out the tailpipe if you stomped on it. Don't get me wrong, it was a fast car. I mean, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of horsepower.
Right. Got you to the grocery store on time.
Oh, I would imagine. And, but of course, gas was 29 cents, so, right. you know, like, who cared?
Right.
You know,
what did you used to put the spark plugs in your exhaust pipe?
Oh, that was another thing. Yeah, yeah, I mean, if
there was so much gas.
There was so much gas that you had a switch on your dashboard, and if the guy came up too close to you, the way you would do it is you'd let off on the, you go down a hill especially.
Right.
You'd let off on the gas so that all the crap would build up in your muffler.
Right.
And then you blow your exhaust pipe right into the next county. It happened on more than one occasion when you sat there hoping for a nice rocket type flame to come out of the rear. No. Kaboom! And your muffler, such as it was, of course, mufflers back then, catalytic converters. I'm laughing. The muffler was like
it was coffee filters jammed in there.
Oh, it was if you took both ends of a coffee can,
uh-huh.
that was a muffler. If you took both ends off a coffee can and put the coffee can on there, that was your muffler. Okay, that's right. That was a big deal back then. So anyway,
global warming.
But anyway, so what we found is here's a couple of articles that came across the transom this week. One, scientists, this is from the AP, scientists eye odd ways to fix climates. And, of course, one of the things that they're trying to do, they have some crazy ideas on how to fix it. They want to plant a million trees. They want to put up, one of the things they want to do is to put up a
we
whole bunch
of...
They
want to do is shift the Earth's orbit.
Right. No, don't laugh. I mean, they're talking about, yeah, they want to see it from outer space.
Get everybody
space.
On one side of the Earth and push.
Yeah.
Well, everybody move on three.
Did we?
One, two, three.
Everybody on this side of the Earth jump.
Jump.
And then on the other side, you jump.
Right.
Right. And so the...
And then exactly 3 hours later, everybody in California jump.
That's right.
And so, it'll work.
So the deal is that some of these things, they go across this whole stuff, and the article here from the AP is interesting. Did you hear about the book called The Cheese, The King, and the Mice?
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about this last time?
Yeah, we mentioned that.
We did? Okay, yeah. Well, then I'm done with that.
Okay. Way to pinch that up.
Okay, good. Now, the next article is...
We're blazing through the list.
Well, I thought I'd talk to Mrs. Jimmy about it. I didn't realize I'd mentioned it in the show.
No,
so, okay, rewind. Go to the other show,
mm-hmm.
and you'll hear that. Riches await as Earth's icy...
Wait, so, all right, so are we done with Al Gore, too?
No. Riches await as Earth's icy north melts.
That's right. Okay.
Now, the thing about this that's fascinating is that... It turns out, I think the people have said, that the southern pole is actually gaining snow, moisture, whatever it is.
And the north, but the North Pole,
the North Pole is melting. Okay, fine.
So aren't the poles going to switch here in a few million years?
Well,
or something
no, because
they're just getting ready.
No, the South Pole,
the magnetic
might
get ready to flip here pretty soon.
And we just switch names.
Like moves up and displaces
in like tomorrow or.
And all the caribou run to the other side.
Well, no, but the thing is, as the South Pole gets heavier, it weights the Earth down. It's going to fall out of the solar system. And
wow.
No, there'll be a space-time continuum distortion.
Right.
And the temporal. Dang. And what I'm hoping is that time will go backwards and I'll get younger.
Jimmy broke
you heard it here first on the Jimmy Doan Show.
That's right. No, well, the deal is, anyway, riches await as Earth's icy north melts. Say that three times. Okay. The deal is that barren and uninhabited Hans Island is very hard to find on a map. Yet these days, the frisbee-shaped rock in the Arctic is much in demand, so much that Canada and Denmark have both staked a claim to it with flags and warships. Now, well, here's the reason why. One of the things people don't realize, is there's no land up there in the North Pole. You don't understand
How big an island are we talking about?
It's the size of Alachua County or something. That's no big deal. It's a couple of
miles. That's a small rock.
It's small. It's nothing.
It's
I don't know.
Small.
20 miles across.
It's a frisbee rock.
Yeah, frisbee shaped. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point is that it turns out that as things melt, it turns out it's really great. Got ports, got water, it's a stopping off point for a lot of lot of things. It turns out also that there's a phenomenal, could be trillions of barrels of oil up there. Right now, to get oil in the Arctic, it's a big deal because you have to go through how much snow and ice and everything. Because as you do know, that under the North Pole, that is the entire northern quarter or eighth or whatever of the globe, is water.
Right.
I mean, there's no land up there.
Right.
So the land is all underneath the South Pole,
mm-hmm.
the continent, as it were. Which reminds me, Brittany said she was going to adopt a child from, not Brittany, it was Angelina Jolie said she was going to adopt
Vietnam.
A child from all the continents. Does that include South Antarctica?
It is a continent.
Yeah, and is she going to adopt a penguin? Okay, yep. So anyway, done. Okay, digression gone. See, I got the digression out of the way before the mosquito. So the deal is that it's all water up there, but as the ice melts, of course, it becomes
water.
An ocean.
Right.
Right, an ocean. And one of the things that the early explorers coming over here in the 1600s wanted to find was the Northwest Passage. And they tried everything. Well, people died up there. They could never make it through from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific. Well, as it melts, of course, guess what? They can do that. In fact, one of the Russians make about the best icebreakers in the world. They do, in fact, make the best icebreakers. And
they're used to the cold.
And they actually made it to the North Pole in a boat. As you can imagine. Yeah, I mean, it was a one-shot deal, and then they had to go through.
Boat's still there.
Or a ship. A ship, excuse me. It was a ship.
Okay.
So you know the difference between a ship and a boat, right?
Okay. One's bigger.
No. Boats don't have other boats. Ships have boats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why they call a submarine a boat, because it doesn't have any other boats on it. Okay, so anyway.
Yes, it does. So is that SRVs attached to it now?
Well, not anymore. I don't count that. Anyway, so anyway, the deal is that little tidbit, look, this is the education.
It is a little bit of education.
Again, he got away with the digression without the
number. See, I tell you, it's amazing. So anyway, it turns out that a lot of the fish, I don't know if people don't realize this, but that cold water, all that cold water is where a lot of our food ultimately starts from. The krill, or is that the krell?
The krill.
The krill were the...
Wasn't that like
Forbidden Planet?
Forbidden Planet, which is of course a classic, unbelievable classic movie. You should rent that.
I was thinking it was a rock band from the 70s.
No, that was the Krull.
The Krull.
Or something. So
Krill and Krull.
Anyway, it turns out that a lot of the fish are moving up there too, and as they move up there, guess what? Norway and Canada and Russia and all those places, Finland, they all come together up there. I mean,
right.
And so they're fighting tooth and nail over who has the ocean rights up there and stuff, the law of the sea and everything. So this is what this deal is on Canada and Denmark claiming this little dorpy island. And because as things melt, they're going to have drilling. It turns out that they found out there's all kinds of minerals and stuff like that up there. It's some of these little rocks that are up there, the islands. It's like the Hawaiian Islands in the middle of the Pacific, except there's some islands and stuff up there. But I mean, there's valuable stuff up there if you haven't been able to get to it until now. So,
well,
it's
new land. I mean,
exactly.
No,
it's
no
new
question.
Land. It's got
I'll take it.
It's got fresh water that's 10,000 years old. So there's no pollutants in that.
Might have the missing link frozen in it.
Could be. I thought about that when I die. I was thinking about...
freezing yourself somewhere.
Well, having somebody drop me off up there.
Again,
if you just stay here in the studio, you ought to be fine.
Jimmy does not need to hear this.
I'm telling you, the Arctic... It just
so we can't go up there
again
and claim to be natives of that island and have people pay us off?
Well, the Inuits or whatever.
Yeah. Inuit.
Inuits, whatever.
Well, I know, they're dumb. Why don't we get an Inuit
and we'll claim that
they're native to this place and we're going to represent them because we got to return.
Hey, man, if you go up there and have a few kids that are born there, man, you're native.
That means you have to actually mate with one of them. Have you ever seen one?
No, you mate with some Denmark chick off the warship.
That's right.
There you go. There you go.
Again, the Swedish bikini.
Anyway, it turns out that this... So you asked about the size. It says it's a half square mile rock, 1/7 the size of New York Central Park.
Holy.
And it's
warships.
Yeah, warships.
So, your warship is bigger than that rock.
No, that's right. I mean, it literally dwarfs it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. So
there must be something really good in this rock.
Apparently, the Danish prime minister went over and planted a flag on it. You know, the one stall step
right.
for Denmark and the one for the small step for
right.
Danish pastries. And the Canadians went over there and put their flag up and then decided to boycott Danish pastries. Talk about sanctions.
Right.
They've decided to boycott Danish pastries.
Well, they didn't see a flag there.
One Russian icebreaker, you know, with a drunk captain will take that island right out.
No.
It'll take the flag right out, too.
That's right.
Well, this just goes to show you it really should be called climate change, not global warming. And even if you are going to call it global warming, you look back through that documentary, or even through, I got some graphs posted, soon to be posted on my website, which show the temperature change through the last 250 million years. And if you really look at the actual temperature instead of just going back a few hundred years, you'll see that...
No, it's all over the place.
There's a lot of fluctuation.
But I mean, the thing is that even if humans did have an effect on it, there's
right.
nothing that we're going to do to stop it.
Yeah, they're running
you
out.
You can't
of course,
get a collective majority to
well,
say,
that's not
let's
exactly
just do it. You know?
Fair. I mean, if you could pinpoint that it was the chlorofluorocarbons that did it all, mm-hmm. then theoretically you could eliminate those and things might return to normal. That's what they try to do. But that's just ridiculous to think that there's one cause. And even if your buddy is right and humans have caused it through all this massive land clearing and through centuries and millennia of activity, well, that you're not going to reverse anytime soon.
Right.
Hey, man.
If you eat those oxygen-producing-rich flesh-eating bacteria, that'll solve it.
Yeah.
As we talked about, of course, the solutions are unbelievably expensive, number one, and there's a chance that they won't work. And if they don't, we're still all, it's like what's his name? Keanu Reeves movie?
The Matrix?
The Matrix, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're all in the Matrix.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, and the thing is that what people don't realize is that...
Keanu Reeves Rise of Juneau, Alaska.
I mean,
The
fact of the matter is technology is changing more rapidly now than it ever has and will continue to do so. And let it ride itself out. You know, they may come up with a nanobot that'll fix the problem, but it's not going to happen this...
The market will figure it out. There's no question the market will figure it out. I mean, we have the Sahara Desert. Literally, not in our lifetime, but in early times, literally just when there was civilization in Egypt... or just prior to that, the Sahara Desert was a Greenland.
Right.
I mean, it was like a swamp, or not a swamp.
At one point in time, all the continents were together.
Right.
Called Pangaea.
So we've only been
going to stop that because I mean this horrible
continent
spreading disease.
The thing about it is that here's some of the some of the rationale, as they say, the United States especially is especially evil because we occupy a minuscule amount, 5% of the Earth's arable thing and produce 25% of the pollution. And if we stop, then, then good things will happen. Well, what they don't realize, again, this is the typical government says that, it's what they call a static analysis. The simple fact is if we stop tomorrow, China and India are not going to stop.
Right.
And in 10 years, they are going to be 25, 30, 40%. China is building one coal plant, what is it, a week?
Yeah, something ridiculous.
One coal plant, fired plant for power a week. On average, I mean, hello,
China. Now I can say tingy tingy tong.
Yes, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong. Right out of Rosie.
So, bottom line, don't worry about it. Buy yourself some snowy property and
heck yeah,
open your beach resort.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. And Of course, Mr. Gore, as they say.
Opening soon.
Mr. Gore.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Mr. Gore.
You got all your jet skis and your thing out there. Snow everywhere.
See.
See.
Okay, done with that. I'm done with the global warming because they're going to have all the hearings. Henry Waxman, Mr. Nose Hairs, whatever.
Mr. Nose Hairs.
We'll put up the link to Bernie's cool
thingy
debunking. Myth debunking.
Yeah, you got
well,
video.
The bottom line is, it is not. It shouldn't. It is politics for reasons that politicians love to do that stuff. And the science, you can't have a piece of science that's for all time. In a way, I mean, you can't chastise people for bringing up some new ideas in science. You have it's continual peer review is what it's called. You don't finally get to a point and say, oh, well, we're not going to hear anymore in science. You don't. You might do it in politics, but you can't do it in science. Things change all the time. I mean, even the theory of relativity and all that stuff is, oh, yeah. So anyway, I'm done with that. We're going to take a break.
Take a break?
We're going to take a break.
Okay. Right.
We're going to take a break so that it'll break nicely for the...
Let's turn down the AC a little.
So we're 30 minutes in. Okay, cool. Now,
what?
No, nothing. I'm just saying. That's great to me, man.
We're only 30 minutes in?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break anyway.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
Bee Gees, that's a strong beat right
there.
Oh,
dude, they're one of their best songs ever, man.
No kidding. Yeah, give me a copy of that.
Hey, those guys are good.
Thank you for listening to part one of the March 25th, 2007 Jimmy Dome podcast.
Be sure to mention the Jimmy Dome Show at your next local libertarian meeting.
Straight to my heart, so blaming it all on the nights on the road.